We're talking with the top three finishers of the Star Mazda Championship Race 1 here at Baltimore. This is the 11th race of the series so far, I believe. And
13th.
Say again?
13th.
13th, right. That's right. Thank you, Jack. And we've got to kind of figure it out, but I believe at this point you've tied the record for number of wins in a series, but we've never had a 13-race series before, so we're going to have to figure out exactly how we're going to call this. But anyway, Jack Hawksworth has won yet another race. Connor DeFelipe has finished second, and Gabby Chavez has finished third. Jack, please give me a synopsis of your race.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I knew it was going to be a difficult one. I think everybody did. Everybody going into the race probably had some, you know, I guess anxiety about what the circuit was going to be like, the new chicanes and stuff like that. So, I mean, we were all out there, obviously, all wanting to finish as well as possible. But at the same time, you have to take risks, and you know, if you want to get a good position. So, going into the race, it was, you know, really you had to. I guess I had to be very strategic with the position in the championship and stuff like that. And after I got a really good start, I saw there was some carnage behind. And then first few laps, I think Connor started to close in on me a little bit, and so I had to push quite hard. And luckily, I had a good car underneath me, and I was just able to gap him a little bit. And then obviously, then the safety car and the restarts. And I mean, the key to the race was my restarts were good today, and I was able to get a good jump, which kept me out of trouble, I think.
But it looked like you kind of on that, I guess it was the final restart, had the field backed up fine. You looked like a New York City traffic jam. Was that a particularly slow restart?
Yeah, it didn't feel too slow. I mean, obviously you got to, you know, keep to a certain speed, but the way the restarts are over here, it's difficult because they obviously tell you on the radio where you have to, you know, restart the race. And I'm sure all these guys, you know, have a good idea where I'm going to drop the hammer, so I have to try mix it up to make sure I get a good restart. But today that was probably the best restarts I've had of the season, so I had a nice comfortable gap all the time, which was probably the key to winning the race.
Terrific. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Connor, second place in the race. You were pushing hard at the end, pushing hard throughout the race. Obviously, you're disappointed that the race ended early, and you'd probably have liked those last couple of laps to have at it some more, but please tell me about how your race went.
Oh, the run was pretty good. Fortunately, finishing in yellow, I think we could have made a run for Jack and at least gone for the win for sure. The race started out pretty good, got a pretty good start. There was a little bit of chaos in turn one, and then I knew I had to try to get around Gabby as soon as I could because I knew he didn't have quite a bit of track time, so I had to try to take advantage of that while I could. And I managed to get around Gabby, but Jack had pulled out quite a big lead at that point, so I was really just pushing 110% trying to catch up to him. And Sage was actually quite quick as well. I think he put in the fastest lap of the race, so he was catching me slowly but surely. So I kind of just let him by and maybe thought he would make a little run at Jack towards the end of the race and maybe they would tangle. So Sage ended up hitting the wall, unfortunately, which is never a good thing. But in the end, you know, a podium result, and hopefully we'll be able to go for the win tomorrow and see what we can do.
Excellent. Thank you and congratulations. Gabby, I know you're sick of third place, but hey, it's better than fourth place and better than a lot of these guys finished. Tell me about your race.
Yeah, I think third place is very good, particularly today, since yesterday it seemed like it just wasn't my day. Every time I'd go out and we'd go over the railroad, I'd break something on the car, and we had maybe two full laps of running in total, plus it was my first time here, so kind of went out there blindfolded. And you know, like you heard say, Connor, I was just trying to improvise the whole first couple laps, trying to stay ahead, making sure these guys stay behind me. But it was just so tough because I didn't have the speed, I didn't have any references on the track. And, you know, I figured I better let them go around me before there's a big crash and just try to keep a good place. And thankfully, it all worked out in the end with a little bit of luck, and we managed to get a good finish, finish on the podium. And I think either go back up to second place on the championship or close the gap, so very pleased with that. And you know, can't do it without my sponsor, so big thanks to Claro and Marca Colombia, which are the guys helping me this year.
Thank you very much. One last quick question for you guys, each of you, just a quick answer. Obviously you were thrown into a odd situation today with the chicane appearing magically overnight, and you hadn't run it, had no idea what it was all about. Now that you've seen what it is and you know how it affects the car and all that, is that going to have any effect on your race strategy for tomorrow? Jack?
I think it means everybody's a little bit more. You know, we've had no track time this weekend. You know, with the circuit changing and stuff, nobody really knew where they were yesterday. And you know, especially Gabby, I don't think he had any track time at all. So, you know, but for all three of us, there was not much track time. And sure, now, you know, we've all had a full race under his belt. There's things we know we can improve on with the car. And certainly for me, I think there's some stuff I can work on and we can make better for tomorrow. So I guess tomorrow will be a more clear indication of, you know, where we, you know, where the pace is at and, you know who's quick and you know, who's there and thereabouts.
Thanks. Connor, any thoughts?
I mean, as far as the chicane goes, at that point it was just trying to learn it and keep it out of the wall. I think all of us will be a little bit more aggressive tomorrow since we know what's there. Hopefully they don't change it overnight again.
Yes.
But yeah, I think we all finally got some legitimate track time, and now instead of making changes and it's practice to go out and see how it goes, it's making changes and going into a race. So I think all the teams will maybe, some teams may be a bit more aggressive trying to go for the win, and some may be more conservative. So we'll make some changes overnight and see how we are tomorrow.
Thank you. Gabby, a little more experience. You've run a race now. You've seen what that chicane's like. Going to do anything for you tomorrow? You feel like you can attack it a little more?
To me, the problem isn't the chicane because, you know, none of these guys have been through the chicane. My problem was that I was the only one who didn't really get any track time yesterday. So to me, just the race today helped a lot just to get some more references out there. And following, you know, these guys, you know, I get a little bit of reference from them as well. And but you usually know who the quick guys are, and those are usually the guys that are up front. So it's no surprise, you know, who's on the podium and who's throwing down some quick laps. So we'll definitely go a little bit more aggressive tomorrow and try to get a better place than today.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Good luck tomorrow.